Welcome to Podcast Guesting for Profit, where we bring you the secrets behind what it actually takes to be successful as a podcast guest without being sleazy or salesy. I'm your host, Christine McAllister.
And I'm your co-host, Nicole Janton. Together, we're sharing the tips and strategies that we and our clients have used to generate seven figures from podcast guesting so that you can tap into the true power of podcast interviews.
Whether you're an entrepreneur who wants to grow your business, a podcaster who wants to grow your own show, or both, you're in the right place. Welcome to Podcast Guesting for Profit. Hey, Christine, can you get me or my client or my founder on the Joe Rogan show? Because that would be awesome. I cannot tell you how many times I get this question or a version of it. And what I want to come here and do is tell you why I will not even try. I will not even pitch. I've got a few minutes while my kid's finishing her hip-hop dance class. And I wanted to share with you one really, really powerful belief shift that you can make. And it's also very, very strategic. All right. So many like big-time entrepreneurs and newer entrepreneurs reach out to me, and this is their first question. And, you know, I am like, I can be patient and I can, you know, hold space and not be like, no! What I want to tell you is why this is the wrong question to be asking. This is the wrong question to be asking, okay? Here's the reason. The equivalent of the Joe Rogan show in television might be something like Oprah or the Today Show or Good Morning America. Huge ratings, fill in your show of choice. All right. This is an audience that is very wide and shallow. Okay. In terms of an audience that is going to result in high ticket clients, it's not going to be one of the ones that millions and millions and millions of people are listening to. Why? Because your audience, your people, those high ticket clients who are ready to invest in themselves, to get your help, to fix the thing that you are the best in the world at, they are not out there doing what everyone else is freaking doing. They're not, right? Do you sit at home and watch Oprah? Do you sit around and watch the Today Show or Good Morning America on the regular? I sure don't. I don't invest my time that way. Donine, thank you for teaching me how to say invest your time rather than how to spend your time. Right. This is the thing. I wrote a post about this earlier this week. I talked to a very like long-term online entrepreneur who has been doing this for decades. Huge team. I think she has at least 10 coaches who fulfill for her. And she is an expert in love, like, right? Making long-term, happy, romantic connections. She's been a featured expert on Oprah. She's been on Good Morning America. She was a regular on one of these shows. And she told me, point blank, those shows barely sold my books, let alone got me high-ticket clients. And I said, oh, well, what has worked for you? Podcast guesting, which is why we were having a conversation. This is so important, you all. It is so important for you to understand that, and I just had this conversation with an amazing entrepreneur like an hour ago who we were strategizing around how she could get more ROI from her podcast appearances. And we were diving into the shows that she has been on and which ones got results in the form of like, I went on this one and I got five clients, right? And we're talking like five-figure investments. I said, I want you to notice something really, really interesting. These shows are not in the upper echelon of global rankings. Yes, they are ranked, right? They are, you know, shows that we would consider qualified to pitch our clients to, right? But they're not the Joe Rogans of the world. And the reason is because they have that audience is already investing in themselves at a high level. They're ready to show up. They're ready to do the work. And they are not the masses. They're not the mass market paperback version of the world, of a person. These are the people who are doing the work. These are, think about the circles that you run in your mastermind, in your coaching programs and communities, right? You may be like me in that you don't have any friends in real life who are like you, right? I have a member of a $30,000 a year mastermind. And a big part of that is because community, because I want to be around people who I feel like I fit in the room with, who are doing the work on themselves. And I guarantee you, you survey those people on what podcasts they're listening to. It's not just the ones that are number one on iTunes. It is the ones where they are enriching themselves. They are learning. They are learning from someone who's ahead of them. They are having interesting conversations, not just the most trending ones. Another, there are some great podcasts out there that if you ask a lot of beginners, they're going to, like in business, they're going to name these certain ones that, you know, household names that we all know being in the online business industry. But guess what? The people who are investing $8K, $10K, $30K in a program are not listening to those. They're listening to higher level ones, which typically have a smaller audience because there are less people at that level. So I want you to begin to think about this. I want you to open your mind to the possibility. What I see all the time with my clients is that, you know, they'll go on a show, they'll come in thinking they need the big ones, and we'll have this conversation about what actually their people are listening to, and like, you know, they just paid me a bunch of money, so they're willing to trust me to try it out. And what will happen is that we get them on these shows with quality, maybe not the biggest ones. Sometimes it's the audience who hires them. Sometimes it's the host who hires them. I have one client that we booked on two shows, and she has made 30K and counting every freaking month by those two hosts hiring her. It doesn't just have to be getting in front of the freaking masses. It doesn't have to be this whole idea of quantity of people, high quality connections. High quality connections. That's the way I do business. It's what I teach my clients. We practice what we preach. We put these people into rooms where, to the best of our knowledge and research, they're going to be in front of the right people, not just a bunch of people, right? You put me in a room full of people who work for 9 to 5s and ask me to give my, you know, presentation that's gotten all these rave reviews on podcast guesting, they could care less. They're going to go listen to Joe Rogan. Right? They're not thinking about getting on podcasts. They got all the mindset work to do around visibility and blah, blah, blah. Right? And they probably need to try a lot of different things and have them not work before they're willing to invest to get help, as is human nature, as is what most of us do. I want you to begin to think about this. I would love to hear your biggest takeaway. Does this make sense to you? Are you like, meh, I don't believe it, Christine. That doesn't resonate. That doesn't feel right. If you want my help with this, reach out, send me a DM, drop a comment. If you want to have a chat about it, thank you so much for being here with me. Podcast guesting is the number one way to attract high ticket clients. But I cannot tell you how many people are doing it wrong. I talk to them all the time and they come to me and they say, well, I've been on a bunch of shows and it was fun, but I didn't get anything from it. It's because you're doing it wrong. It's not hard. It's just, you got to be strategic and you got to be authentic. And a lot of times people are just one or the other. Ooh, I just came up with that. Samantha says, I saw your post earlier this week. It was so cool to see the way the podcast give her bigger results in those big shows. Yes. Hey, Laura. Yes, yes, yes. Dunning, I love you. Podcast guesting is the best. If you are somebody who just loves connecting with people, and that's your value around doing business, is connecting with other cool humans like me, it's the most leveraged networking that you could possibly do. People get to go deep with you. You are endorsed by the host. There's an immediate transfer of know, like, and trust. There's nothing like it. No other platform, no other strategy comes even close in terms of ROI for time and or dollars invested. So, with that, Mic drop, booyah. I see people coming in for the next ballet class. I'm gonna hop. I hope you are off to an amazing weekend wherever in the world that you are. I'm so grateful that you joined me. Thank you for the energy. Thank you for the insights and the recaps. Here's to living your life with passion and podcasting with passion. Booyah!
Would you love to be able to attract your dream clients by being a top 1% podcast guest? If so, I want to give you your own personal blueprint that will help you do exactly that. In fact, it is the same blueprint that my clients and I have used to generate over $1 million as podcast guests. And you can grab it right now without even having to opt in at podcastguestforprofit.com. That's podcastguestforprofit.com. You'll be able to watch a free interview of me breaking down the blueprint and get started with attracting your dream clients via podcast guesting today. I'll see you at podcastguestforprofit.com. Here's to living your life with passion.